Local politics now. Five of the seven Democratic candidates for U.S. Senator Ed Markey's former congressional seat in the 5th District faced off in their only televised debate last night. WBUR's Fred Tice was there and has this report.
State Senator Karen Spilka of Ashland summed it up best.
You have a hard choice. We all sound the same.
But the candidates did go after one another in efforts to distinguish themselves from their rivals. State Senator Will Brownsberger of Belmont criticized Middlesex County Sheriff Peter Kutugin's record on gun control.
I'm the only candidate sitting here who has a zero every year that I've session that I've served in from the NRA. Other candidates have been up from that. Peter actually got himself a B-minus and voted in favor of a resolution supporting the Supreme Court's decision striking down Washington, D.C.'s efforts to control handguns. So I think that sends a different kind of message to have that kind of record.
Is that accurate, Sheriff Kutugin?
Jim, listen.
NECN's Jim Browdy moderated.
I'm no friend of the NRA. I'm no friend of the Gun Owners Action League.
How about that thing that he mentioned about that you voted for?
I don't even know why I would get such a good grade from the NRA because I don't remember voting anything that would support them. They know that they don't like me.
Later, Brownsberger and State Representative Carl Shortino of Medford disagreed on whether there should be a constitutional amendment overturning Citizens United. That's the Supreme Court decision allowing corporations to spend on political campaigns. Brownsberger started explaining why he opposes an amendment when Shortino jumped in.
It's wrong. It's oversimplification to say that's the whole problem. We had problems all through all the history of politics
in
this country.
I don't think it's even a problem. That's our concern with
what
you're saying.
The problem is, what I won't do is take away the free speech rights of organizations like Planned Parenthood, Sierra Club. Those are corporations. Let's not forget that.
What we really have to do,
what you have to do is think.
It is damaging to our democracy.
What you need to do is look at how you're doing it yourself. I'm raising my money from the people of this district.
Spilka touted her sponsorship of a bill that would require law enforcement to obtain warrants to access details of people's telephone use, contacts, location, and emails. She took on State Senator Catherine Clark of Melrose for supporting a bill that would expand wiretaps beyond organized crime investigations.
Catherine has a bill that expands the scope of surveillance. The ACLU supports my bill. They say her bill poses a grave danger to privacy.
Then I got to hold you there. How about quickly, of 30 seconds, Senator Clark? Expansion of surveillance, Senator Spilka is saying the Civil Liberties Union says?
First of all, I want to say I am a co-sponsor with Karen on that electronic privacy, and I believe that search warrants are an important constitutional protection. The bill involving the wiretap statute is about ending gun violence. It removes a provision that requires organized crime. It's what the Supreme Judicial Court has said to the legislature. This is what we need to do to update our 1968 statute. That's why the exact same provision is in the governor's gun bill.
Two other Democratic candidates were not invited to the NECN debate: former Lexington School Committee member Martin Long and Stoneham community activist Paul John Maisano. Three Republicans are competing for their party's nomination. Primary day is next Tuesday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.